This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New AP poll, about 6 in 10 adults say they are extremely or very likely to watch, read, or listen to something about tomorrow night's debate between President Biden and Donald Trump.
As Joe Biden and Donald Trump prepare to debate tomorrow night, memories of their first chaotic matchup 4 years ago linger. It was civil enough as they took the stage in Cleveland.
How you doing, man?
But from there...
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead, mister. I'm listening to you. Wait a minute. You get the final word, mister.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown.
Endless interruptions.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
Because the question is...
The question is... The radical question, left...
Will you shut up, man? Listen.
And personal attacks.
And a lot more are going to die unless he gets a lot smarter, a lot quicker.
So, Mr. President...
Did you use the word smart?
That was over Trump's handling of COVID.
Don't ever use that word.
Oh, give me a break.
Because you know what? There's nothing smart about you, Joe.
It was a free-for-all that exasperated moderator Chris Wallace.
Gentlemen, I hate to raise my voice, but I see it seems to be, why should I be different than the two of you?
I'm Sagar Meghani.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich's trial in Russia on espionage charges is over for today, but it'll resume in August. He denies the charges.
The 32-year-old journalist appeared in the court in a glass defendant's cage with his head shaved and wearing a black and blue plaid shirt. Gershkovich was detained while on a reporting trip in March 2023. I'm Charles Ledesma.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is back home in Australia after pleading guilty to publishing U.S. military secrets in a plea agreement with the U.S. Millions of Americans continuing to struggle with that miserable heat wave and in some cases fierce thunderstorms. This is AP News. George Latimer defeated Jamal Bowman in a Democratic primary in suburban New York yesterday. The AP's Haya Panjwani on some other primary results yesterday.
Nurse practitioner and Air National Guard officer Sherry Biggs has won the Republican nomination for U.S. House in South Carolina's 3rd District. Biggs defeated Mark Burns, a black pastor who has been by former President Donald Trump's side for nearly a decade and has unsuccessfully run for Congress twice before. And U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado has won the Republican primary in a U.S. House race that she jumped into last year after switching districts. The win comes despite a scandal over a video of her vaping and groping a date at a Denver theater and accusations of carpetbagging after fleeing what could have been a tough re-election bid in her current district. She's expected to win the November general election. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.